The following lecture is given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, 14th Chapter, 6th Verse, recorded on April 26, 2000 at Kishore Kishori Mandir, Chicago.
Ayanti,
Ayanti,
Raja,
Raja,
Kala,
Kala,
Yava,
Yava,
Antam,
Antam,
Bhagashaha,
Bhagashaha,
Yagya, Alayanti prajapala,
Alayanti prajapala,
Yavarantam bhagashaha,
Yavarantam bhagashaha,
Yagya bhaga bhujo deva,
Yagya bhaga bhujo deva,
Yecha tattam vitaschatai,
Yecha tattam vitaschatai,
Alayanti prajapala,
Alayanti prajapala,
Yavarantam bhagashaha, Alayanti prajapala,
Alayanti prajapala,
Yavarantam vibhagashaha,
Yavarantam vibhagashaha,
Yagya bhaga bhujo deva,
Yagya bhaga bhujo deva,
Yecha tatran vitaschatai,
Yecha tatran vitaschatai.
Discharge the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead until the end of Manu's reign. The demigods also share the results of these sacrifices. Put forth by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 2, evam parampara praptam imam raja shayadhu. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. This parampara system extends from Manu to Ikshvaku, and from Ikshvaku to his sons and grandsons. The rulers of the world in the line of hierarchy execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the parampara system. Anyone interested in peaceful life must participate in this parampara system and perform yajnas. As Gaudiya Vaishnavas in the parampara system of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we must perform Sankirtan yajna all over the world. Yajnaya Sankirtana Prayaya Vijantehi Sumedashaha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this age of Kali, and he will be easily satisfied if the Sankirtan movement is spread vigorously all over the world. This will also make people happy, without a doubt. Om Ajnanatirandasya Jnananjana Chalakala Chakshurum Nilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Renova Sri Chaitanya Manavishram Shtapidam Vena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kathamayam Datati Svapatam Dikram Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Ritapata Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahaganara Kunatam Dikam Tham Sajivam Shadvaitam Sapadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Patan Sahakanala Dikasri Vishakani Dikamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanta Kondami Radhe Vrindavamishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Dhanavam Haripine Vansha Kalpataru Vishcha Kripa Sindhu Yehivasha Pratithanam Havarimyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shubhashini Gaudu Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Nana Rama Hare Hare. To enjoy the results of sacrifices, the rulers of the world, being the sons and grandsons of Manu, discharge the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead until the end of Manu's reign. The demigods also share the results of these sacrifices. Bhagavad Gita, third chapter. Krishna explains how in the beginning of creation he sent forth generations of men, demigods, as well as sacrifice. And instructed them, be thou happy by this sacrifice, for it shall bestow upon you all desirable things. Yagyartha kamanam yatra lokumam karma rambara Taratam karma kuntaya mukta sangha samachaya. That any work that is done as a sacrifice for the Lord will bring about ultimate prosperity. But any work done for any other purpose will only create bondage within this material existence. There are three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. And each of them create a condition of bondage. However, the mode of goodness, although it is by name, from the mode of goodness, when we engage in transcendental activities, then and then only can we transcend the modes of material nature. Krishna explains to Arjuna that the Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes, O Arjuna, and be transcendental to all of them. Be established in the self. So, the purpose of yajna is to first of all come to the mode of goodness and then transcend the modes of material nature. And here, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that in every age there's a particular yajna to be performed by which one can enter into the spiritual world. In this age of Kali, the yajna is Yajyai Sankirtana Praya Yajandi Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tasa Krishna Sangopa Murshaparsha. That those who have good intelligence who make this song, they will understand that the Supreme Lord has descended in this age of Kali Yuga in a beautiful golden form, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has taught the recommended process of yajna, which is Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy days. By this sacrifice, one can reconnect with the source of everything, or Krishna. Yoga means to reconnect our consciousness, or reunite our consciousness with the Supreme. There are many processes of yoga which are meant to gradually elevate us to a state of consciousness where we are to less and less degrees bound by the three modes of material nature. Krishna explains in the sixth chapter of Gita, after declaring various forms of yoga, meditation, pranayama, asana, yoginam abhisaravesham, that of all yogis, one who abides in me with great faith and engages in my devotional service, he is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. So the perfection of yoga is to be immersed always in our constitutional position, which is to always remember Krishna, to always be absorbed in serving Krishna. And the Sankirtan movement is that process which cleanses the heart, of all materialistic misconceptions, of all egoistic ideologies, and situates our consciousness directly at the lotus feet of the Lord. Being free from attachment, fear, and anger, being always absorbed in me, in worshipping me. Many great souls in the past have become purified by knowledge of me, and thus attained transcendental love for me. So although Gita teaches many different ideas, throughout the Gita, the theme is to surrender to Krishna, to be absorbed in Krishna, to always remember Krishna. And actually, although there are many commentators of Bhagavad Gita, they translate the verses basically the same. However, their commentaries leave out Krishna. That you are God, or that you can become, or that liberation is the ultimate goal, or some mysticism. But Krishna is saying, meditate on me. He's not saying to meditate on anything or anyone else. There's no other process of meditation Krishna recommends except to be always absorbed in me. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your homage to me. In this way you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, you are my friend. This is for Krishna's promise to everyone within his creation. Sankirtan is the easy sublime method to always meditate on Krishna. To always meditate on the form of Krishna is very difficult unless we're standing in front of a deity or we're in a very quiet place to meditate completely our attention on the form of the deity. But Krishna's name is non-different than Krishna. Krishna's name is the worship of a deity. Nam Nam Kari Bhagavata Nitya Saravashaktis. All the powers and glories of Krishna are within his name. When we call out the name of Krishna, when we remember the name of Krishna, we remember in the deity of Krishna, in the most accessible and purifying of all ways. The deities in our temples are to help to focus our mind on Krishna, to help to focus our mind on the personal form of Krishna, and thus to utilize our mind and our senses to serve Radha and Krishna in a very personal way, by chanting, by dancing, by cooking, by sewing, by cleaning, by collecting to make their temple nice. Everything is actually meant only as a personal service to the deity. And Krishna manifests himself in such a beautiful way in his original transcendental form of Kishore Kishori, just to attract our service to his personal existence. However, this process, although it is perfect and complete, can bring about perfection in the Dwapara Yuga. But in this age of Kali Yuga, the worship of the deity is meant to put our consciousness in the proper environment by which we can perform the Yuga Dharma of this age, which is to chant his holy name. Satatam kiratiyantam mahmitam tischadridapritam namashyantashtimam bhaktyamityayutavvashyam. Always chanting my names, endeavoring with great determination and bowing down before me, these great souls worship me with devotion, with all their hearts. Sankirtan, or chanting the holy names, japa, hari kirtan, with others, this is the sublime means by which we can directly meditate on the personal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his name. And therefore, it awakens Anandam Guru Vardhanam Pratipadam Punamratasvadanam, that desire within our heart for eternal ecstasy. The heart is not long for liberation, because liberation is a neutral condition. It means the cessation of all sufferings. Certainly, everyone wants to be free from suffering. But why do we suffer in the first place? We suffer in the first place because the heart is the abode of the soul. And that soul is the person that is activating life within this body and mind. And the soul is longing for ecstasy. Rasa-vaisa. The soul must have rasa, it must have pleasure. But it's looking for ecstatic pleasure because it's its nature, such as ananda. Ananda means that our nature is to be in ecstasy. So we must have ecstasy. Not just some simple pleasures of this world, like eating something, or seeing something, or touching something, or smelling something. We're looking for ecstasy. And Krishna is Raso Vaisa. He is the source of all ecstasies. He is the embodiment of all rasas. The soul is longing for Krishna, and it will never be satisfied with anything less than Krishna. So what is our condition in this world, we're trying to find ecstasy in sources of misery. Yehi sansparashita bhoga dhukha jo naye adyanta manta kondeya na teshu ramade buddha. Krishna says one who has buddhi, intelligence, he does not take part in the sources of misery which are born of contact with the material senses, because such pleasures have a beginning and an end. A wise man does not delight in them. But our soul is looking for pleasure. Anandamayobhyashaya. Where is it going to find that pleasure? The same energy that we put for sense gratification, if we just put direct that energy toward the service of the Supreme Lord and His eternal consort, Kishore Kishore, by serving them with our body, mind, and soul, and especially by meditating on them through chanting the holy names, then we make that connection. And gradually we become purified, and that ecstatic love that is buried within our hearts under unlimited layers of material desires and egoistic perceptions, it gradually is uncovered. And then we can experience that joy that we are always longing to have. Thus, Javyai Sankirtanapadai, the yajna in this age of Kali is to purify our hearts by always meditating on Krishna through the sublime method of chanting His holy names. In fact, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam and also in Vishnu Purana that what the supreme goal of love of God that was attainable in Sakti Yuga through thousands of years of meditation on the super soul within the heart, in Treta Yuga, that by performing vast, expensive sacrifices, in Dwapara Yuga by perfectly following all the technical details of deity worship throughout your life, that same goal is available in Kali Yuga simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare
Kali Kadeyar, Kali Kadeyar, Namo Rupe Krishna Vata. That Krishna has descended within His mind. And in this age of Kali, which is an ocean of faults, it is the one benediction that the perfection of liberation is available to everyone simply by chanting the holy names. So Srila Prabhupada, on behalf of the Paramahara of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is coming to give this form of meditation in yajna on the Supreme Personality of God in this age of Kali. And Prabhupada says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this age of Kali, and he will be easily satisfied if the Sankirtan movement is spread vigorously all over the world. This will also make people happy without a doubt. And the greatest welfare work that we can do is to make people happy. Why do we engage in philanthropic activities? We hospitalize the sick. We give food to the starving. We give clothes to the forsaken. We try to give some shelter, some housing projects to those who are homeless. Ultimately, it's all to make people happy, to alleviate their suffering and give them some happiness in life. But all of these activities may give some temporary form of relief, but real happiness can only come through the reawakening of the transcendent nature of the eternal soul. Therefore, the greatest of all welfare work, bharata bhumi dehoi manushya janma jara janma sadakatakar paraupakar, that paraupakar, the greatest of all welfare work, is to give people the happiness of reviving their relationship with Krishna, with the Supreme Lord, with the Absolute Truth. People want to be intoxicated. It's the nature of the soul to be intoxicated with love of God. But what happens when we don't have that intoxication? We look for other substitute intoxications, which destroy us both spiritually as well as materially. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Navadvipa, one day he was walking through the roads of Navadvipa. He came to the outskirts of the town, and there was a house of drunkards. They were drinking wine and making all kinds of noise in their intoxicated state. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smelled the wine, and he immediately went into the mood of Lord Balaram, who likes to drink not wine, but Varuni, intoxicating celestial beverage that just increases everybody's ecstasies. You see, the intoxications in this world dull your mind and senses. But the intoxication of the spirit of the heavenly planet, Somaras, they actually accentuate the power of your senses. Just like when you take some drug, or you take some alcohol, or whatever, you can't see things as they are. If you take some drugs, instead of seeing the lamp, you just start seeing all kinds of colors and kaleidoscope effects. Otherwise, if you drink too much, you'll see not one bulb, but two bulbs, three bulbs, four bulbs, five lamps. Then you just fall unconscious, you don't see any lamps. So intoxications distort the power of your senses. It dulls them. But in the heavenly planets, there are somaras. Somaras means all of your senses gain hundreds and thousands of power, of times more power to enjoy. When you see the light, you just see it like you've never seen it before. When you touch something soft, you get it. Thousands of times more pleasure. When you see something beautiful, you get thousands of times more pleasure. When you taste something nice, you taste something thousands of times more than if you didn't drink the somaras. Hare Krishna. And it brings long life, good health. Would you like somaras? Devotees don't like somaras because they understand that it just furthers the bondage of your attachment to enjoying this material world. What to speak of the cheap thrills of the intoxications of this world, which don't even really give you pleasure. They just dull you and make you just a zombie, a fool. You become addicted to it. Somaras is not a habit form. There's no Somaras Anonymous in the heavenly planets. S-A-S-R-A. Because you take it, and when you take it, it frees you into a state of just greater, deeper enjoyment. But even the greatest pleasures of the heavenly planet do not even compare to the pleasure of the Brahmajyoti. Brahmajyoti is where there's simply no more material bondage or dualities of material existence. That's a higher pleasure. As Sri Rupa Goswami describes in his Nectar of Devotion, that the ocean of pleasure in even one little drop of love for Krishna is unlimited, and it makes the pleasure of Brahman, what to speak of the pleasure of the heavenly planets, not even an insignificant particle of a drop compared to the ocean of pleasure, of engaging in hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna with a pure heart. The Sankirtan movement is meant to develop that consciousness. So when Lord Chaitanya saw these drunkards in their house on the side of the road, he immediately wanted to give them, go in their house and give them the real intoxication of chanting Hare Krishna. But Srivas Thakur understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if he goes inside the house, what will people say about him? To be a preacher, your most valuable asset is your reputation. Because if you do not have a proper reputation, people will not have faith in what you say. They will not believe you. They'll question, what are your motives? And therefore your message will not really go deeply into their heart. A person may say the right things, but those words have to be digestible. They actually have to be digested by a person's, through a person's ears, through a person's mind, through a person's intelligence. Then it can actually enter into the heart. Just like if you eat food, it might be the most nutritious food. Recently some Ayurvedic doctors told me like this. You can take the best vitamin supplements and spend a fortune for them and eat the most holistic, nutritious, organic foodstuffs. But if your body cannot digest it, none of the nutrients go into your bloodstream. Therefore, there's no benefit to your body. You're taking all these nutrients in through your mouth, and then they go out from the other side. And then whatever hog may come around to eat it, you'll get a lot of nutrients. Because nothing stayed in you, it all came for him. And here in America, there's not even any hogs. There's no benefit for anybody. It goes down into some sewage system. Maybe some worms or some bacteria is made in it. They'll get very healthy. You get all these nutrients that you're paying your hard-earned money for just to feed some worms. So it is very important to understand that anything good is only as good as you have the power to digest it. So similarly, we may be giving the best message, Sanatan Dharma, but if people don't open their hearts with faith to hear it, it just comes in one ear and goes out the other. Doesn't stick, it doesn't go into their heart. So therefore a preacher's behavior has to be in such a way that he commands, not demands, but commands. The difference between demanding is you're ordering, you have faith in me. And commanding means to behave in such a way that people naturally have faith in you. Then whatever you speak, people trust you, people believe you. They'll digest it, and then the message will change their hearts. That is real preaching. So Srivas Thakur thought, if you go in to the house of this notorious, well-known drunkard, then the common people will think, what is Nimai Pandit doing in the house of a drunkard? What does anyone do in the house of a drunkard? They drink. It is said, Lord Nityananda even goes into the house of prostitution, you should not think anything bad of him. You must be preaching Hare Krishna. But for most people, whoever, if you see someone going into a house of prostitutes, you will not think that they're preaching, even if they are. Hare Krishna. If people go into places of drunkards, maybe some very, very high devotees will think, oh yes, he's preaching to the drunkards. But most people will think, what is anyone doing there? He's drinking. He's associating. What you associate with, you become. So Srivas Thakur saw Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya became ecstatic. He said, I will go, I will go. And he started going right toward that drunkard's house. And Srivas Pandit said, no, my lord, no, you cannot go. Lord Chaitanya said, I will go. No, please, please, do not go. I will go. He said, what will people think of you? Your reputation will be ruined. People will not understand your motives. Lord Chaitanya said, I will go. Srivas Thakur said, if you go in, my Lord, then please know on this very day, I will tie a rope around my neck, put a weight on it, and drown myself in the river Ganges. Lord Chaitanya said, then I will not go. So he continued walking, chanting the holy names down the road. Meanwhile, the drunkards, somehow or other, they heard the chanting of the Lord. They looked out the window. They saw the beautiful golden form of Gauranga dancing and chanting. They immediately said, look, there he is. I have seen him. They became ecstatic. They immediately began to chant the holy names, to see Lord Chaitanya, hearing him. They joined their kirtan. They threw away all their intoxications. They came out on their own, weeping in ecstasy, dancing and chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
When Srivas Thakur saw this, he began to cry. What is sin the mercy of Lord Gauranga upon these people? Without even going in, the Lord changed their hearts. He was crying. Lord Chaitanya said, by your power, Srivas, now they have become devotees and they are chanting the holy names. So this is the power of the chanting of the holy names. It brings about the real intoxicated state of happiness that we are all seeking. But we have to learn to chant in such a way that Krishna will reciprocate with us through his name. And that is why we read our books, that is why we associate with devotees, that is why we try to live a life in a mode of goodness, a life in a mode of service. So that when we take the name of the Lord, it will have the greatest effect of activating our eternal love for Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunari Sravanadi Sadhishete Kuriyamito. That pure love of Krishna is dormant in the heart of every living being. Just by chanting his holy name and associating with his devotees, that love is awakened within our heart. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I must leave for Columbus because one of my great masters, Malati Devi Mataji, is expecting Nityodita Maharaj to arrive by a certain time. It's my duty to get him there on time. To please Vaishnavas, our heart, our life, and our soul. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you for your kindness.